Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you to add some positive encouragement to your day. How do you like my new virtual background? This really makes me happy. And it goes well with the theme that I have for you today, which is there's nothing wrong with easy. Do you know people who like to make things hard? I mean, they really like to just throw a monkey wrench into things. They actually seem to feel comfortable in chaos. And if things are going well, they might be feeling uncomfortable and a little bit awkward, as if the other shoe is going to drop or there's something's going to upset the apple cart. We have a lot of expressions like that. And I think in our society, there is a sense of foreboding that if things are going really well, something must be wrong. Let me know if you know someone like that, or maybe you have a tendency toward that. The last several videos that I've done on this channel have been a little heavy, speaking about loss and sorrow and forgiveness and betrayal and disappointment. So I thought, let's talk about something a little more lighthearted. And that is the fact that there's nothing wrong with easy. Our society does celebrate, let's say, overcoming hardship. And I know that many of you have overcome hardships, trials, tribulations, setbacks, and so forth. And there is a sense of, wow, I got through that. And it's actually awesome. That is how we build a lot of our skills and talents and ability to persevere in, the face of these difficult times. But when there is smooth sailing, why would you want to poke holes in your own ship, so to speak, and be worried about something bad that's coming right around the corner? My view is that some people think that they might be able to ward off the bad, the foreboding, by being on the lookout for it, by being aware. Like, I'm not going to get too comfortable here because something bad is right around the corner. Well, why not think that something good is right around the corner? That's the way that I want to look. So there's an expression that I read once that said, the path is smooth. Why do you throw stones? And I thought, oh, that is such a great expression. I know that sometimes I can make my own life more complicated than it needs to be. Let me know in a comment if you tend to do that as well. Here's an example. I might have an interview lined up, and then somebody else says, oh, would you like to come on an interview as well? And before you know it, I've overextended myself. I didn't give myself enough time. I may feel that I've loaded up my plate and I am stretched thin. We have all of those expressions to talk about overwhelm. Sometimes I think people take that on for themselves, that if things are going great, they find a way to mix it up. I even know people that will intentionally start, I don't want to call it an argument, so I'll just call it an argument. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? It's almost like they don't believe that something good is happening to them. I know people that have sabotaged their own performance on the job, and then they end up not getting the promotion. They might be disciplined. They might even be fired because they sabotage themselves. I do have videos on this channel about sabotaging sabotage, overcoming that sabotage, self-sabotage, and also sabotage of others. I think that would be a good one to revisit. But it's interesting because there are times in our life when we're going through bona fide difficulties. And I will have another video for you called There's Nothing Wrong with Difficult. Sometimes people are always trying to find the easy way out. I remember people telling me when it came to standing up for their rights, they said, well, that's easy for you to say. Like, well, first of all, why do you think it's easy for me to say? I'm facing the same oppression, the same tyranny, the same laws, the same criminals as you are. So, and I probably am in a state that's more shut down. So, no, it's not easy for me to say. It's difficult. I've never said that it's easy. I've said that it's worth it. It's worth it to stand up for yourself, to protect your family, to protect your rights, to educate others. But I doubt that I've ever said it's easy. And there's nothing wrong with difficult when it means that you're standing up for something that requires that. On the other hand, there's nothing wrong with experiencing and enjoying times in your life when things are easy. So I don't like this expression, waiting for the shoe to drop. But if you are waiting for the shoe to drop, why don't you take a moment and just enjoy what you are experiencing now? Leave that thinking behind, and you can use all of your senses. You can look around and say, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. I am addicted in a good way to color. That's why I love these colors in the background. I love to wear colorful clothing. Not everybody does. It's just, you know, it's my thing. And I love to look at color. I love to look at beautiful, bright, colorful flowers and the blue of the sky whenever I can find it. And the deep blue of the ocean. I love looking at things and really seeing them. This probably has something to do with the period of time when I was blind in my left eye for several months, when I had a detached retina, and I had several procedures and operations and surgeries to restore that vision. I can see, I can drive, I can work. And although it may not be exactly as it was before this detached retina, I am going to savor all of the beautiful things that I can see. That's also why I'm very, what's the word that I want to use? I'm very careful when it comes to what I am going to allow my eyeballs to see. I'm not going to look at scary movies. I'm not going to watch these fear-mongering videos. I'm not going to look at images of people getting injected with the cocktails and suffocating themselves. And I'm not going to look at, did I mention the scary movies? Why would I, for me, I ask myself, why would I do that? Why would I allow those images to come in through my precious eyeballs? And I want to gaze on beautiful things. So I take in all of my senses, what I see, what I can smell. I can enjoy these things. There's no cost. You can do it anywhere. And then also the sense of taste, eating delicious foods, enjoying them, leaving out the guilt and the blame and the self-loathing about why am I eating this? I told myself, well, then why are you eating it? Eat it and enjoy it. And if you can't enjoy it, don't eat it. It's as simple as that. That's my diet advice. Eat lightly of nourishing foods and enjoy what you eat. So I try to use all of my senses, what I'm hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, and that allows me to more completely enjoy the moment. I will just give myself encouraging phrases like, oh my gosh, I am so blessed to be able to have this amazing audience that wants to hear from me and I can deliver my messages. So there's nothing wrong with easy. You may find that you experienced a windfall of some sort, maybe financially, maybe you got a clean bill of health, maybe you now are over a rocky relationship that has been settled, maybe you cleaned out your closet, it looks amazing when you look there. Allow yourself to experience these moments of peace, enjoyment, and ease. There's nothing wrong with it. Our society tends to tell us that you have to struggle and strive and think of all the others that are suffering. I'm not saying we shouldn't do those things, but let's not allow those things to detract from those periods in our life where things are going well, and I call it smooth sailing. So what I like to do is remind myself that experiencing the good times does not necessarily mean that the bad times are right on the heels. In fact, I think here's an example that I use. All right, that something is coming up that you are concerned about. All of that period of time of worrying about it and being concerned about it and being anxious and fearful is going to rob you of your joy until that actual moment when it happens. And I call this poking holes in your own ship. I know I have videos on this channel using that phrase as well. And the brief idea is that you're sailing along in your life and you don't know what is going to happen. We actually don't. No one can predict the future. We might have some ideas and goals and dreams and destinations where we want to go. So let's say we're going to this beautiful deserted island and you think, oh no, what if there are a bunch of scary people there with machetes? When I get off the boat, it's going to be very dangerous. And so on your whole journey, you're worried. And that's going to deplete your resources and your ability to actually face whatever it is that you might be facing when that time comes. Why not enjoy the journey all along the way? Maybe even imagine and visualize that there are going to be friendly natives who are going to be so happy to welcome you. And whether or not that's the case at your destination, whether or not you're hanging a picture and you hit your thumb with the hammer or you don't, the fact is, let's not rain on our own parade in the meantime. And I call that poking holes in your ship. You need to batten down the hatches. You want to be more prepared for whatever it is that you might be facing. So enjoy these good times. There's nothing wrong with easy. Don't let anyone take that away from you. And there are a couple of expressions that we have, and I'm looking at a couple of notes here that, I don't want you to live in a state of dread and doom and forebodingness. I think that's a word. Sadly, there are a lot of people on YouTube and in social media, in blogs and so forth. And that's their job. Their job is to scare you so that you'll watch the videos and give them a like, and they'll hook you with their fear mongering. So I personally don't like to live in that space. I want to be much more uplifted, positive, a realist, but still not living under that cloud. Think about these expressions we have. Oh, well, they're living on easy street. I'm trying to think if there was another one. It's almost like it's a negative expression to criticize somebody. Oh, they've sure got it going well. Easy for them to say. Well, why is that something that is seen as negative in our society when things are going well? All right. I'm not going to sit in fear. I'm not going to spin in dread. I'm not going to be thinking that something bad is right around the corner when I'm experiencing the smooth sailing. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for this smooth sailing. Let me embrace it and claim it and enjoy it and squeeze every amount of life out of it, because this is a gift and I'm grateful for it. Let me know, friends, in a comment, a period of time when you experienced smooth sailing, when you had those calm seas and a period of ease in your life. I would love to know if you are able to create those feelings and expand upon them, magnify them in your life, even in the simplest of times. So there's nothing wrong with breathing a huge sigh of relief when it seems like everything in your life is lining up. Your relationships, your finances, your health, your job, your spirituality, your fitness, your contributions, and all of that. Love it, embrace it, claim it. You deserve it. Thank you so much for being on board, friends. I absolutely love having you here, and I can't wait to see you in an upcoming video. I believe I will revisit, there's nothing wrong with difficult, because we also sometimes tend to shy away or not want to do things that are demanding and difficult. And there's nothing wrong with difficult either. I'm going to share exactly why that is in an upcoming video. See you soon, everybody.